Watching the corporate media these days is interesting. How will an elite press corps, used to gesturing publicly toward independence while laughing behind closed doors at black tie dinners with the powerful officials they're charged with scrutinizing, treat someone who straight up berates and threatens them? Early signs are discouraging. As FAIR associate Norman Solomon wrote for FAIR.org, the weather forecast points toward an evasive fog. Judging by the roundtable segment on the PBS NewsHour, November 21st, the news there was that Trump won't be traditional. As NewsHour regular Amy Walter of the Cook Political Report said, quote, "We have to stop treating Donald Trump like this is just a traditional, normal political candidate who's now going to be a traditional, normal president," close quote. Tamara Keith, a White House correspondent for NPR, then explained that Trump, quote, "has not related to the press or the public in a traditional way ever. And he's had an incredible skill at distracting, at creating." There was this movie Up, and there was a dog who gets distracted, and squirrel, squirrel. That's what happens, close quote. So here we have political journalists marveling at Trump's ability to create distractions while they keep themselves and their audience distracted, as Keith demonstrates. Quote, "Every time there is a story that is not favorable to him, like settling the Trump University lawsuit for $25 million, suddenly there is a Twitter fight. Meanwhile, he has skillfully avoided sort of the type of environment that a press conference creates, the environment where you get asked a question and then somebody else asks a question and then somebody else asks a question. It builds on it, and you really can't escape. There's nothing like a press conference." And his transition team is saying, well, you know, don't tell him what's traditional and what's conventional. This is Donald Trump, close quote. So right before your eyes, Keith veers away from mention of an actual issue, the Trump University fraud settlement, to focus on stagecraft and a sort of mythological idea of how press conferences work. Later on, she would say of Trump's cabinet appointments, quote, "the people that he's picked are the people we should be focusing on," close quote. But then they don't. At one point, someone says the name Jeff Sessions. Judy Woodruff says he has a record. Steve Bannon? Woodruff says he has a private sector record. Well, what were those records? Why do they matter? That didn't come up. The cherry on the sundae came at the end as Woodruff asked Walter, "Do we just get used to this?" The answer, yes, you have to just get used to all of this. As it happens, many people are coming to a very different conclusion. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group FAIR.